last week saw the successful holding of the second Zimbabwe International Book Fair, a five-day event which brought together writers, publishers, librarians, educationists, and others concerned with the book industry. But while the book fair was in progress, it was reported that one of Zimbabwe's best-known novelists, Dambudzo Marechera, had been arrested by police, but was later released without being charged. Marechera, whose book House of Hunger won the Guardian newspaper's Fiction Prize in 1981, was being interviewed by two Dutch journalists in a Harare hotel when he was arrested. He has been attracting quite a lot of attention by his writing and unconventional way of life since his return home a few years ago after several years exile in Britain. Earlier this year, Marechera was interviewed by our correspondent in Harare, who asked him first about the banning of his book Black Sunlight by the Zimbabwean authorities.
I understand that from the Government Gazette of 1981 that it had been banned in August 81. And my publishers were not informed. I mean, Heinemann in London. And I was not informed as well. I only found out that the book was banned when I arrived at the airport with the film crew from British Channel 4.
So, in fact, it was banned by an independent Zimbabwean government, banning, in fact, its best-known author. What do you think was the rationale behind that?
Well, usually they don't give reasons. I mean, this censorship board. But if you appeal, a lecturer at the university here, Musa Zemunya, he instituted an appeal against the banning of Black Sunlight, and therefore the censorship appeal had to reveal the reasons, I mean, appeal board. And the first reason was that the Black Sunlight would offend Christians. And then secondly, it was said that it was obscene in language and morality. And then thirdly, a very absurd reason that in any case, the English of the book was difficult for ordinary Zimbabweans to understand. In other words, that they'd have to read it with a dictionary or something.
Talking to various people in the literary circles, I seem to get the feeling that one of the major criticisms of the work is that it was fairly obscene, and in fact it bordered on pornography. Would you agree with that?
Not at all, because for me, I do not believe in such things as pornography or obscenity. These are merely concepts which are used to stifle free thinking and free activity, etc. And as a writer, I believe in the maximum amount of space around my typewriter.
So should I take it then that you believe that there should be no kind of censorship whatsoever?
None at all. Actually, all censorship disgusts me. I think... especially when sexuality is used as the basis to subvert society's right to exercise whatever potential it has, the passions, the thoughts, the instincts, as long as, of course, no criminality results.
From what you say, can we deduce then that if someone wrote a book that promotes racism, that that book should be allowed to be published or distributed in Zimbabwe?
I believe, actually, you know, that the reading public tends to be more intelligent than is assumed by any censorship board. They tend to actually, they know trash when they see it. I am saying that... we should allow the public, the reading public, the right to choose and to discriminate for themselves rather than legislate what is good taste or good policy or what. For instance, some of the cheap racist novels, whether published in the Deep South or the United States or in South Africa or anywhere else, when one reads them, actually, they tend to be the concrete evidence against the total absurdity of any form of racism. In other words, a racist novel reveals the total absurdity of racism.
To go back to your own writings, you say that your last book, Black Sunlight, or your last major work, was published in 1980, which is almost 4 years ago, and you've written nothing since, or have had nothing published since. Why have you done nothing in almost 4 years?
I've got some rather harsh words about publishers here in Zimbabwe. I've written at least 5 works now since I arrived in Zimbabwe. And I first gave my work to Zimbabwe Publishing House, only to find that after about 6-7 months, I'd received no response from them, no reports, readers' reports on the manuscripts, and no sort of nothing was being done. The manuscripts were just piling up with dust.
If I may interrupt, what type of manuscripts were these? Were they short stories, novels, poetry?
This was the Mind Blast, a novel called Mind Blast, which the Herald had already reported as being published in 1982. And anyway, ZPH, Zimbabwe Publishing House, they had Mind Blast for 6-7 months, and yet it was just piling up dust on their shelves. At the same time, I was a bit uneasy about some of the comments being made. You know, ZPH sees itself as a sort of a socialist publishing house. And some of the things they were saying to me seemed to me to imply that they only publish government-approved books and not just manuscripts on artistic integrity and merit.
So didn't that drive you to try some overseas publishers, particularly since Heinemann in London published your previous works?
No. At that point, I was still, sadly, rather optimistic about Zimbabwe. I had come back to Zimbabwe, like most other exiles, with tremendous expectations.
The voice of Zimbabwean writer Dambudzo Marechera.